find that pop up in Camp Zeta. Camp Zeta.
Yeah.
Start your day, the 208, Rabbi Mushulam, Aaron Troy.
Our minhag is that between Sukkos and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, we do not say Tachanun. That's our minhag. I think it's quite widespread that. However, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you won't find, in the Shulchan Aruch itself, you won't find the zeich of that. Shulchan Aruch says, in Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, and in Simon Tofrish Chof Dalet, that in between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, you don't say Tachanun. And Hilchos Tachanun, that's all is mentioned about Chodesh Tishri, when you don't say Tachanun. However, between Sukkos and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, it's not mentioned. And therefore, it would seem that you do say Tachanun. However, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Simchas Torah, the Magen Avraham there says, brings down from a Seda Ayoim, you don't say Tachanun between Sukkos and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. The Shari Tshuva brings down Poskim that say you don't say Tachanun, and he says, and according to what his minhag was, you do say Tachanun. And the Chazanish holds that you do say Tachanun. It means you go to Leatherman's probably now, they'll probably be saying Tachanun in these days. Because the Chazanish holds that you do say Tachanun. Kitzet a machlekes in the poiskin, do you say Tachanun or do you not say Tachanun? In the back of the Shulchan Aruch on the Machon Yerushalayim, this bring down Likutim from all the poiskim. And it brings down from Likutei Reb Chove Ben Chaim. He was one of the Talmidim of Chasim Sofer. And he asks the following kasha. He says, how can you tell me that we don't say Tachanun between Sukkos and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan? We find the Pasuk in Nehemiah. The Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Perites Pasuk Aleph, that they made a Tanis on Chof Dalet Tishri in the times of Nehemiah. They made a Tanis Sibu. Asks the Chovev Reb Chaim, that if it's a day where you don't see Tachanun, we know that a day that you don't see Tachanun, you don't fast, you don't have a Tanis Sibul. So if you're telling me that you don't see Tachanun, how could it be they made a Tanis, Chof Dalet Tishri? Can't be. That's his kasha. So in order to answer this kasha, we have to really go according to see what the reasons are, why you don't see Tachanun, according to those shittos between Sukkos and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. So one reason given, the Bechatcha, the Eshel Avraham, the Bechatcha says one reason, and he says, like we don't say Tachanun, after Shavuos for 6 days, why don't we say Tachanun for Shavuos for 6 days? Because you got 7 days to be mashlim your Eilas Re'iyah. If you didn't bring your Eilas Re'iyah on Shavuos, when you're Eilas L'Regel, you got another 6 days to be mashlim, you got 7 days. So first day is Shavuos, you got another 6 days after Shavuos. So those 6 days, since you could be mashlim, your korban, oilas riyah, so therefore you don't say Tachanun. Therefore he says the same thing over here. Shmini atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmoi. And therefore it's machayev or oilas riyah. If it's a yechayev or oilas riyah, you've got shmini atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, which is one day, and then you've got another 6 days afterwards. So therefore, since you've got another 6 days afterwards, therefore you don't say Tachanun. Because it's like the 6 days after Shavuos, you don't say Tachanun, because you could bring your Eilas Re'iyah if you didn't bring it on Shavuos. Same thing by Shmini Atzeres. That's what the Bechatcha. That's the Bechatcha's Teretz. However, others give a different Teretz. Shair Tshuva there in Sim Kufla Medalef, he says a different reason why you don't say Tachanun. He says the reason is because since the Chodesh Tishri started with the Inui, therefore, he wanted to finish off with Simcha. And therefore, he wanted to finish off with Simcha, so he doesn't say Tachanun. That's his teretz. So let's go according to the first reason. That's because of Tashlumin. So the Chayra is even on the more so, it's going to be Shveh, the Kasha, the Pasuk in Nehemiah says that they made the Tanis. Because in the times of Nehemiah, that was Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash. And then Avada, where they actually brought the Tashlumin. They had the Tashlumin. The Takavat's the time that they brought the Korban Tashlumin. Then for sure, then you shouldn't be able to make a Tanis. Because that was the days where they could actually bring the Korban. Nowadays, we only do it because that's what happened then. But in the times of the Mikdash, on the more so. So therefore, according to that teretz, it makes the kasha even more shver. Others answer different teretz. Others answer that like by Chodesh Nisan, why don't we say Tachanun after Pesach? Is because is Yotzah Ruboy Begdusha, the Magen Avraham says. Because most of the Chodesh is Yotzah Begdusha. Why is Yotzah Ruboy Begdusha? Because the first 12 days was the days that the Nesiyah brought the Karbonos. So Machlokes, whether they started on Aleph Nisan or Beis Nisan. So the first 12 or 13 days, you don't say Tachanun. Then you've got Pesach, which is another 7 or 8 days. Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, since is Yotzah Ruboy Begedusha, so even after Pesach, you don't say Tachanun. That's how we pass, and that's why we don't say Tachanun after Pesach. Because Yotzah Ruboy Begedusha. Meila, say the poiskim, so maybe over here as well, you're going to say the same thing. We've got 2 days Rosh Hashanah. We've got Yom Kippur, it's 3 days. Then we've got 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, that's seven. And then we've got 8 days of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, that's 15. So in Chutz La'aretz, we've got an extra day, we've got Simchas Torah, we've got 16 days. So altogether, we have 16 days in the Chodesh Tishri that we're not going to say Tachanun. So Yotzah Ruboy Begdusha, we're going to say that's Yotzah Ruboy Begdusha. So the rest of the Chodesh, you're also not going to say Tachanun. So that's all very well in Chutz La'aretz. But what about Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, you don't have Simchas Torah. So you're missing a day. So you got 15 days. Esruchag. So the Kaf HaChaim interestingly says that no, Mechza Karoiv, half is also Nairoiv. We're asking two good kashas. Got Erev Yom Kippur, which you've got another day, so you've got 16 anyway. And Yisruchag as well, got a kasha. That's what the Kaf HaChaim says. So L'chaira, it's Takash Shver. So why don't the other poskim say that? Why is it not like Chodesh Nisan? If by Chodesh Nisan you say Yotzah Ruboy Begdusha, so why do the other poskim have to go to find other reasons why you don't say Tachanun? Because it's Tchilosi Be'inui, or because of Tashlumin, just say because it's Yotzah Ruboy Begdusha. So the poskim say that, no, this Svara of Yotzah Ruboy Begdusha is only if the month starts off with days that you don't say Tachanun. That means in Chodesh Nisan, from the right at the beginning of Nisan, you're not saying Tachanun. Through Pesach. So then, you come to after Pesach, you want to know, do you say Tachanun? No, the Torah says, because since the beginning of the Chodesh started with not saying Tachanun, so we continue on. However, Chodesh Tishri is not something that we continues on, that we don't say Tachanun. We go Rosh Hashanah, we have a break, associated with Shuvah, we've got Yom Kippur, maybe between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. It's not right from the beginning of the Chodesh, and therefore, maybe over here you don't say the Svar of Yotzah Ruboy Begdusha, and therefore say the poskim other reasons why you don't say Tachanun between Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, and Sukkot and Rosh Chodesh. Oh, but the Chodesh, we've got our kash is still very shver. Either Pasuk in Nehemiah says they made a Tanis or Choftal Tishri. It says like this, why don't we say Tachanun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? That's clear in Shulchan Aruch, we don't say Tachanun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Why not? Says the Gaon, two reasons why. There's a famous Medrash, the Medrash says, talking about Sukkot, the Pasuk says, Olekachtem lochem b'yoyim ha-rishoy. Says the Medrash, famous Medrash, Rishoy l'chesh ben avoynas. So everyone asks, what does it mean Rishoy l'chesh ben avoynas? Yom Kippur was Yud Tishri. Test of Tishri is Rishon LeChesh Ben Avoinus. What happened to the 4 days in between? Says the Gaon that those 4 days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are k'mo yontuf to Yom Kippur b'miksas. It's a Yom Kippur b'miksas. It's a yontuf. It's like Yom Kippur. You get a kaparas avoinus on those 4 days as well. And therefore, that's Pshat the Medrash. Rishon LeChesh Ben Avoinus. Sukkot is a Rishon LeChesh Ben Avoinus. That's when that's the first day that is Cheshbon Avoinus, because till then it was from Yom Kippur onwards was Yom Kippur. And therefore, that's why it's Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. Therefore, says the Gom, that's why we don't say Tachanun. It's a Yom Tov. It's Yom Kippur. Agav, the Sfas Emes says a different pshat in Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos, a Geshmaka pshat. Says the says the Sfas Emes that Yom Kippur, we do Tshuva Miyira. Tshuva Miyira, Yom Kippur. We come to Sukkos, where we're on a higher Madriga, then we do Tshuva Mi'avo. Says the Sfas Emes, the Gemara says, if you do Tshuva Mi'avo, then Zadoinois Nasa Loi Kazochius. The Averis that you did B'mezit turn into Mitzvahs. Says the Sfas Emes, no. So over here, where we come to Sukkos, where it's Tshuva Mi'avo, so all our Averis turn into Mitzvahs. Says the Sfas Emes, that's what it means. Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. Here, there's a Cheshbon on Avonos. Now you want to know, Taka, how many Averis you did, because you want to know how many Mitzvahs it's going to turn into. But Al Kaponim, that's the first reason of the Gaon. The Gaon says, that's why we don't say Tachanon between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, because between Yom Kippur and Sukkos is like a Yom Kippur. However, the Gaon carries on and he says another reason. Why don't we say Tachanon between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, says the Gaon, because Shlomo HaMelech made a Seudos for 7 days before Sukkos. Why? Because he finished building the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, he made a Seuda from Ches Tishri right till Sukkos. Ches, Tes, Yud, Yudalef, Yudbeis, Yudgimel, Yudalet. That's, and then it was 7 days Sukkos. He made a Seuda for those 7 days. And that was the Chanukkos, a bias of the bias Rishon. And therefore, that's why we don't say Tachanon between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. However, the domestic Eliezer, he wrote a pirush on the Gaon, and he asked two, sorry? Asks the domestic Eliezer, a bombakasha. Ches Tishri, we say Tachanon. Why? Ches Tishri was the first day of the 7 days. And another kasha he asks is, Erev Yom Kippur, we don't say Tachanon. But the Gaon, on the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about they don't say Tachanon Erev Yom Kippur, the Gaon says, do you know why? Because Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. It's part of the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. Why do you have to come on to that? Erev Yom Kippur was one of the 7 days. Al Kaponim. That's the reason of the Gaon. Al Kaponim, between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, we don't say Tachanon because of these two reasons. Either because of it's a Yom Kippur b'mikzas, or because it was part of the Chanukkos, that was the days of the Chanukkos, Abayis of Bayis Rishon. Now, what was the inyan of making a su'uda of the Chanukah Sabayis? What was the vot? What was the whole thing to make a su'uda? So there's a Chavis Yoy. Chavis Yoy talks about a shayla. Once if a person makes a neder, he's not going to have hanor from a su'udas rishus. He's not going to have hanor from a su'udas rishus. That's his neder. Says the Chavis Yoy, so what sort of su'uda can he eat from? Says the Chavis Yoy, of course, he only made the neder from a Suddus Rishus, he could go to eat by a Suddus Mitzvah. And there the Chavis Yoy goes through every single type of Suddus Mitzvah you can ever think of. And one of them is a Siyum. Is a Siyum called a Suddus Mitzvah? Says the Chavis Yoy, for sure, a Siyum is a Suddus Mitzvah. Says the Chavis Yoy, a Bomba Chiddush. But whams, if someone makes a Siyum today, and he only makes a Suddus tomorrow, is that called a Suddus Mitzvah? And what if he only makes it in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days' time? Is that called the Suddus Mitzvah? Says the Chavis Yoy, that's still called the Suddus Mitzvah. What's Maraya? Says the Chavis Yoy, from Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, he finished building the Beis HaMikdash. He made the Suddah for 7 days. Oh, 7 days. And he made the Suddah. It wasn't a time of party time. It was a Suddus Mitzvah. Shlomo HaMelech made the Suddus Mitzvah. Oh, yeah. And therefore he says, it's called the Suddus Mitzvah all 7 days. Now, L'chaira, what's the Shaychus between a Siyum to the Suddah that Shlomo did? What's the Shaychus? One's a Siyum and a Masechta, and one is, Stami made the Suddah because he completed the Beis HaMikdash. The Rashbam says in Bava Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base, talks about the Yontav of Tu B'Av. What was the whole Yontav of Tu B'Av? So the Gemara says, because they cut wood for the Atzei Ma'arocha between Nisan and Tu B'Av. Why between this and Tu B'Av? Because that's the time where the sun is the strongest, and that takes out all the moisture from the wood, and it's the good wood they can use for the Marocha on the Mizbeach. And after Tu B'Av, that's when they stopped cutting, because that's when the sun wasn't so strong, and they stopped cutting. And that was the Yontov of Tu B'Av, was that they finished doing the mitzvah. Says the Rashbam, if you finish doing a mitzvah gedoyla, that's his nusach, a mitzvah gedoyla, then you do a seuda, you make a seuda. And that's the inyan, that's the same inyan of making a seum. You finish doing a mitzvah gedoyla, you finish something, you finish doing a mitzvah gedoyla, then you make a seuda. And therefore says the Chavos Yoyev, for the same reason why you make a seum, that's why you make a seuda after you finish doing the mitzvah. Shlomo HaMelech, he finished building the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore he made the seuda. And therefore that's the same reason for the seum. Now, Simchas Torah, we make a seuda. There's a great inyan to make a seuda. L'chovid the chasanim. Stam, l'chovid the shal Torah is brought down in halacha. The Beis Yosef says, where do we learn this from? We learn it from Shlomo HaMelech. Because Shlomo HaMelech, the Rebbe Shlomo came to Shlomo HaMelech in a dream and offered him Chachma, Chachma Zatayra, or Ashiras. And what does Shlomo HaMelech say? He wants Chachma. And the Rebbe Shlomo said, you know what, I'm going to give you both. And what happened? Shlomo HaMelech made a Mishteh, a Seuda, L'chol Avodov. Says the Medrash, famous Medrash, Mikan Oysim Seuda L'gomra Shal Torah. That means that the idea Simchas Torah is when we've got the Simcha of the Torah is we're making a Siyum on the Torah because we finished the Torah. Oy Bazoi, I hear the Torah like this. Why don't we say Tachanun for 7 days or six, after Sukkot till Rosh Chodesh? Is because these days are 7 days of Simcha, like Shlomo HaMelech, after he finished building the Beis HaMikdash, he made 7 days, or Seuda for 7 days, because this is the 7 days that was a general Simcha, it was a general Yontif for the whole of Klal Yisrael, because they finished building the Beis HaMikdash. After Simchas Torah, those 7 days is also, it's a general Yontif for Gans Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael finished reading the Torah. This is a Yontif for 7 days. And like the Chavos Yoyev says, that you could make a siyum for 7 days, the same thing applies to the siyum of the Torah. And therefore, the 7 days, that's after Simchas Torah, this is a Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael, because he finished the Torah. Oy Bazoi, come back to our Kasha. The Pasuk says in Nehemiah they made a Tanis. How can they make a Tanis? Else the day that you don't say Tachanun. The Teret says, the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Choftes, a famous Gemara, the Gemara says over there that in Marava, they only finish the Torah every 3 years. We finish the Torah every year. However, in the days in Marava, they finish the Torah once every 3 years. So therefore, one can answer like this. In the days of Nehemiah, the reason why they fasted that year in Choftal Tishri is because they only finished the Torah every 3 years. If they only finish the Torah every 3 years, so Ibazai, Simchas Torah that year, maybe the first 2 years, there wasn't a Yanta for them, because they haven't finished the Torah yet. Now Ibazai, that's how they can have a Tanis. That's the Chayra of the Teretz that one can answer on this Kasha. Now we're starting off the Torah, and this is a time where a lot of people start again Shnai Mikra v'Echot Targum. And sometimes people feel that Shnai Mikra v'Echot Targum, it's not so gishmak, and they've got other things to learn. Why should this be the priority? Besides, for being, it's a halacha, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch. But it doesn't feel, people don't feel gishmak doing it, because you've got other things to learn. You find more gishmak in. There's a story with a Chasim Sofer. Chasim Sofer used to daven long Shemena Esras, very long Shemena Esras. And the Rabbonim and the Gedolim that lived in his time came to him and he said to him, you know, Chasim Sofer, the time where you're davening Shemena Esras, we managed to learn a lot, cover a lot of ground in that time. What are you going to do? How are you going to manage to cover all that ground? So the Chasam Sofer answered him, the Gemara says that kol amarich b'tfilosoi, someone who's marich in tefillah, marich in lo yomov v'shnoisov. Says the Chasam Sofer, you think I'm not going to be able to cover that ground? Because I'm davening long Shemina Esras, I'm going to live very long, I'll have a lot of time to cover that ground. Don't worry about me. I saw brought down someone to say the same thing by Shnai Mikra. The Gemara says by Shnai Mikra called Hamashlim Shnai Mikra Vechatabra Im HaTzibur, the same Nusach, Marichim Lo Yomov Ushanoisov. So people think, we've got to learn, we've got things to learn. Don't worry, you'll have Arichas Yomim Vishonim, you'll have many years to come to learn a lot. Now is the time for Shnai Mikra. Amimela. There's a pasuk at the end of this week's parasha. I got a chumash here. The end of parashas Noach talks about after Noach he planted a vine and he drank the wine. So Shem and Yofes came along to cover him. So the Loshon HaPosuk, it says, Vayikach Shem VeYefes. Shem VeYefes took. So Rashi says, why does it say Shem before Yefes? So Rashi says, because Yefes, he was misametz the mitzvah tchilo. He was much more misametz. Sorry? What did I say? Yefes. Sorry, Shem was more misametz. Vayikach Shem v'yefes es asimlo, says Rashi. Because it says vayikach. It doesn't say vayikhu. Rashi says inksiv vayikhu. It doesn't say vayikhu they took. It says vayikach. But it's talking about vayikach Shem v'yefes. Both of them. It says Rashi, li meid Hashem shenis amitz b'mitzvah yoysa miyefes. He was misamitz on the mitzvah much more than yefes. So the Nasiv wants to know that in what way was he more misamates than Yefes? What does Shem do better than Yefes? And he says over here, big yisoid. He says there's two types of people that do chesed. There's people that do chesed because they feel sorry for the other person. The person Nebuch is in a situation that he needs help. So I can't take it that Yana's in a situation that needs help. You know what? I'm going to help him. There's another person that does chesed because he wants to do chesed. He wants to do something good for someone else. Nothing to do because he feels bad for the other person. Sam, he's a person that wants to do the mitzvah of chesed. Says the Netziv, over here, it was in a matzav where Noach was in a situation that needed to be covered. So Yefes thought, you know what? Something has to be done over here. I have to do something. And therefore, he thought, you know, he saw Shem doing it. He said, he'll help him because something needs to be done. But he was happy that if Shem would have been able to do it by himself, then he would have let go. He would have stayed back because it's being done anyway. Why do I have to do it if it's being done anyway? However, the reason why he did it was because he wanted to do it the Shem Mitzvah. That means Yefes, the reason why Yefes did it was because it was more of a sichliastic thing. Something had to be done. So you know what? So he's going to do it. But if someone else is going to do it, then Poseidah, let someone else do it. Because the whole idea was to do it, according to Yefes, was because something had to be done. But if someone else is going to do it, then forget. Let someone else do it. Why do I have to do it? Because it's going to be done anyway. He thought very sichliastic. Shame. The reason why he did it was, no, let me do the mitzvah. Let me be the one to do the mitzvah. It's a big yesoid in chesed. We're doing something because someone else needs it, or something has to be done, or we're doing it, no, because we want to do a mitzvah. And that's what shame was misamatz more than Yefes was, because it was a whole different darga of chesed. The chesed of Yefes was something sichliastic, was something even the goyim can understand. Shem was on a whole different level. The chesed of Shem was on a level of, no, we're doing something l'shem mitzvah. And even if someone else is doing it, mitzvah boy yoizme b'shluchoy. And therefore says the pasuk, vayikach, Shem v'yefes. Shem was misametz more, because he was doing it more mitzvah dik than Yefes.